heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Welcome, y'all, to the Sunrise Show. It's time for a new week of country conversation and some more fun. We're going to have a ton of fun this week, everybody. We got a lot of things lined up for you. Morning, your host, James J. here. Thanks so much for joining me. Hope you're having a good start to your week out there. We're going to make darn sure to treat you good. Good music on the way for you. We're going to hear some Keith Urban in a little bit. Got Leanne Womack on the way for you. Reba McEntire, Carrie Underwood, Toby Keith, and plenty more coming up just for you. We're going to get into our National Day of calendar to kick things off in just a little bit. We're also going to highlight one of the kings of country, one of the legends of country in just a moment. We dive right into our National Day of calendar for this March 18th, 2024. We kick things off with Forgive Mom and Dad Day. That's a way to start a Monday. Okay. All right. What do we got here? What does this mean? What is Forgiving Mom and Dad here? Healing your heart and letting go of resentment can be liberating, allowing you to move forward with love and positivity. I have some breaking news to tell you about your parents. They're not perfect. No more than you or I. No more than any other parent. Now, except for my mother, of course. My mother, of course, is perfect, but no, she's not. And she'd be the first to tell you that. And it can be tough growing up with, in the shadow of your parents or with some of the legacy there, some things like that. Think about how tough it would be if your parents were perfect. Yeah. Yeah, things are already rough. Can be, at least. And I think that it's the one, something that all parents want is their children to not only do more and be more, but be better than them and have better lives than them. I think that's, to me at least, that's a huge part of the point. So with that, hey, mom and dad, there's no playbook for this stuff, everybody. There's a billion parenting books and classes and everything, but at the end of the day, there's no playbook. Forgive mom and dad. And really, when it comes right down to it, forgiveness is really for you. The greatest revenge, moving on, and the greatest healing can be done by moving on. Companies That Care Day is today as well. All three of them. No. There's a lot more of them nowadays than ever. Because the smart companies, the smart businesses see that the employees have power. They have more power than they've ever had, and that's not going away. And if you want good employees, you want to make a buck, you want to survive in the business game, you've got to have good employees. How do you get good employees? How do you treat good employees? You give a dang. Yeah, it's not that hard. You can make a profit. You can do a lot of great things in this world while also having a heart. There is a billion examples of it. And really, as we go forward here, you're seeing more and more and more examples of businesses that are smart about these things thriving and doing better, where other businesses are falling by the wayside and some of them going bankrupt. A lot of this you can tie. This isn't just me like rambling or throwing this stuff out there. You talk to economicists, people in economics, Warren Buffett, basically. You hear them. This is the direction things are going. It's Global Recycling Day. That's a good one. Everybody out there recycling, all of us working hard, trying to make that happen. And we wrap up with National Sloppy Joe Day. Yes. Sloppy Joes. You've had Sloppy Joes in the dead of winter. My dad did this a couple of years ago. He just really had a craving for them, so we made Sloppy Joes, and it's really good in the winter. I don't know if I ever had. It's such a summer thing. Eating them when it's warm out. In the winter? Oh, yeah. Great stuff. Great stuff. Enjoy your Sloppy Joes today. I am going to be listening. If anybody else out there had the wonderful Adam Sandler, Chris Farley sketch The Lunch Lady, the Sloppy Joe. If that popped in your head, you are my people, and I will be listening to that song a little bit later. I'll be honest with y'all. I wanted to start the show with playing a little of it. I was gonna do it, but it doesn't really have a country feel to it. What is known about Sloppy Joe sandwiches is that they originated in the 1930s. This is likely due to the fact that ground beef became a popular and inexpensive way to serve beef in the early 19th century. But the Sloppy Joe sandwich itself is shrouded in a bit of mystery as to its exact place of origin. And several people have claimed the idea for the famous sandwich. Some people refer to a story about a chief named Joe in a cafe in Sioux City, Iowa, in the United States. Others attribute the dish to a bar called Sloppy Joe's that was started in Key West back in 1933. Just after Prohibition ended in the U.S., another story has to do with a bartender in Havana, Cuba, who was named Joe and was a bit messy in the care of keeping up his bar. No matter where it started, we love Sloppy Joe's and they're amazing. Pretty darn good. In the 1940s, the Sloppy Joe got some mentions in a couple of iconic films, including Citizen Kane, It's a Wonderful Life, and a couple of other places. Yeah. Had its popularity in its time. It still does. We got some great requested music for you. It's coming up in a little bit. Right now, taking a look at our day in history in country music. Born on this day in 1938 in Sledge, Mississippi, was Charlie Pride, who has had 39 number one hits on the Billboard Hot Country song charts. His greatest success came in the 1970s when he became the best-selling performer for RCA Records since Elvis Presley. Pride became the first African-American country musician to be inducted into the Grand Ole Opry. Over the past 30 years, Pride has remained one of the top 20 best-selling country artists of all time. His incredible legacy includes 36 number one hit singles with over 70 million albums sold. We lost Mr. Pride to COVID complications in Dallas back in 2020. And when that happened, a lot of people came out of the woodworks talking about him. And then this story came about as well. The Mississippi native returned to his spiritual roots in 2006 with the album Pride and Joy, a gospel music collection, which included duets with fellow icons and one-time RCA label mates, Willie Nelson on the classic Family Bible, and Dolly Parton. Pride had a specific idea for the album, opened it with his version of Pride's inspirational God's Coloring Book from her 77 LP, Here You Come Again. In the same way the two entertainers shared the experience of growing up poor in large families, Parton had 11 siblings and Pride had 10. They also had similar philosophies when it came to their spiritual beliefs. Quote, "We relate to God in the same way," Parton said in a 2019 interview. Charlie Pride, I'm just me. That documentary is where that came from. We don't believe you have to cram it down someone's throat. But Pride had some trepidation about approaching Parton to record her song. He was a little worried. That's when Pride's wife, Rosina, whom he wed in 1956 while in the Army, got involved. Rosina rang up Parton herself, who immediately said yes, but with a stipulation. Parton wanted to sing God's Coloring Book with Pride. The end result is a moving duet of awe and gratitude with Pride and Parton trading lyrics about a technicolor tapestry of natural wonders from a yellow dandelion to a stormy sky. We don't have that in our playlist, but I got it right here. So we're going to play it right now. In honor of Mr. Charlie Pride, here is Charlie Pride, Dolly Parton, God's Coloring Book. On Wiz Country, 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop at 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Do yourself a favor. Get on over there. Wish them a good morning from all of us at WIRI.
Today as I was walking in the fields just down the way, I sat down on a fallen log to pass the time away. And as I looked around me, the more than I did look, the more I realized that I was viewing God's coloring book.
I saw a golden ray of sunlight, a silver drop of dew, a soft white floating cloud sailing across a sky of blue, a yellow dandelion, a pretty evergreen, and some red and orange flowers growing wild along the stream.
And the more I look around me, the more that I do look, the more I realize that I was viewing God's coloring book. The grayness in an old man's hair, the pink in baby's cheeks, the blackness in a stormy sky, the brown in falling leaves, and the multicolored rainbow stretched across the sky, and the purple haze at sunset just before the night. And the more I look around me, the more that I do look, the more I realize that I am viewing God's coloring book. Then I turn my face towards the sky and say a silent prayer. And though God doesn't speak to me, I see Him everywhere. He is all around me. He's everywhere I look, and each new day is but a new page in God's coloring book. Yes, each new day is but a new page in God's coloring book.
And some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. But it was 5 years later on a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me, and I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling fade, but the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks.
She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget, no, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget, something like that. You're teaching me to be a better man. I don't wanna take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I wanna love somebody.
When I was very young, she told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone.
But here I am at 21, loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. Yeah, when I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24 and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should've taken it slow. Out on the floor, you're sober by 24. Well, I had a girl who loved me the whole damn time, and I drank my whiskey and she drank wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day, and we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years, I never thought she'd leave. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24 and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should've taken it slow. It's not the way on the floor, you're sober by 24. Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
Keeping it country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Just There's not enough rain in Oklahoma to wash the sins out of that house. There's not enough wind in Oklahoma to rip the nails out of the past.
Pave the road through the neighborhood. I guess the county finally fixed it good. It was getting rough. Someone finally complained enough. Fight the tears back with a smile. Stop and look for a little while. Oh, it's plain to see. The only thing missing is me. That's my house, that's my car, that's my dog in my backyard. There's the window to the room where she lays her pretty head. I planted that tree out by the fence not long after we moved in. There's my kids and that's my wife. Who's that man? I pulled in, would it cause a scene? They're not really expecting me. Those kids have been through hell. I hear they've adjusted well. Turn around in the neighbor's drive. I'd be hard to recognize in his pickup truck. It's just an old fixer-up. Drive away one more time. A lot of things running through my mind. I guess the less things change, the more they never seem the same. That's my house and that's my car. That's my dog in my backyard. There's a window to the room where she lays her pretty head. My dog in my backyard. There's a window.
Toby Keith on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Got your host James behind the mic. Just a quick story for you before we get back into some taking care of our partners and getting back to the music. And this is a wild one. George Jones is known as one of the greatest country singers of all time. But did you know his life almost came to an abrupt end in 63? The only reason he lived until 2013 is because of a plate of fried chicken. Yeah, it's a wild story. George's widow, Nancy Jones, wrote all about it in her book, Playing Possum. If you didn't know, George was known for known from early on as the possum due to his resemblance to the furry woodland creature. So George had a couple number one songs out by 63, but he was still very much at the beginning of his career when he was booked on a benefit show with Patsy Cline and other big stars at the time in Kansas City. As the story goes, Patsy loved fried chicken and had a huge meal waiting for her off stage for when she finished her set. Well, that was until a drunk George Jones saw it and devoured it for himself. Nancy said in her book, Patsy knew every cuss word ever created, and she called him every dirty, despicable name she could think of. But George said, I just stood there grinning at her, my belly was full, and I was about to sing. Well, 2 days later, when everyone was flying back to Nashville, Patsy was still pretty ticked off. So she refused to let George Jones on the plane. They took off without him. That plane, of course, then crashed 100 miles west of Nashville, taking one of the greatest singers of all time, Patsy Cline. So George survived in sense because of, you know, messing up, really. Just weird. Just a weird story. It's an interesting story. Some new music out for this Monday. Got The Border from Willie Nelson. Wherever You Are Tonight by Kenny Chesney. The Architect by Casey Musgraves. Tennessee from Lillian Hackett. You got artists we just heard earlier, Waylon at 75 from Chase Beckham. Why Dallas from Ernest featuring Luke Nelson. And Kelly Clarkson's got a cover of Chris Stapleton's White Horse out there right now. Looking for some new music. It's waiting for you out there. We'll be playing some of it too right here at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them. They're at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a good morning from all of us at WIRI.
ZipRecruiter's smart technology can quickly scan thousands of resumes, helping you find qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/40. Spring forward with a new hiring partner, ZipRecruiter, and find top talent sooner. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/40. That's 40. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/40. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey, you got beans?
Yeah, man, I got beans. I have coffee beans. Take a whiff.
Mmm, whoa, those are fresh.
I just got done roasting these beans today. You want me to grind you some?
Right on. Can I get a bag to go?
Yeah, we have sample bags right over here.
Wow, man, that's a lot of beans. Hey, what's that?
Coffee cake. Handmade, secret ingredients, love and butter.
I want a piece of that, too.
From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery, downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Family-owned, precious coffee. Find us on Facebook. This place is awesome.
Proud sponsor of the Sunrise Show on WIRI.
Here's what's happening on 105.5 FM.
Meet one of Wisconsin Rapids' candidates for mayor, Matt Zacher, on Wednesday, March 20th, and again on Wednesday, March 27th from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. This meet and greet, followed by a question and answer session, will take place in the all-purpose room at McMillan Memorial Library. This event is a prime opportunity for community members to engage directly with Matt, learn about his platform, and discuss the future of our city. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Russia's president is basking in the aftermath of an overwhelming re-election win that critics are calling a sham. UC Berkeley's Stephen Fish.
Putin will be relieved that this election is over with. It's possible that he will now feel freer to initiate another round of mobilization of young men to go to Ukraine.
Former Vice President Pence tells CBS's Face the Nation he will not back his old boss for a second term.
After a lot of reflection, I just concluded I cannot endorse the agenda that Donald Trump is carrying.
Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari confirms a high-precision operation is underway at Shifa Hospital in Gaza, targeting regrouped senior Hamas militants.
We have Arabic speakers on the ground so that we can communicate to the patients in the hospital in their own language and IDF doctors to assist those in need.
New UN report warns famine is imminent for 70% of Gazans. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
And now the continuing adventures of Captain Collision. Aha, the phone. Hello, Mickey's Collision Center.
Hello, Captain Collision. I'm in real trouble, and I hope you can save me.
Well, at Mickey Collision Center, we're in the business of saving people. I'm on the way.
I'm so glad you're here.
Wow, your car has quite a bit of damage.
I know, and here's an even bigger problem. Everyone is saying it may take months to get it fixed. I can't wait for months. I just don't know what to do.
Do you think you and your big, strong, super talented team can get my car fixed any faster? Pretty please, Captain Collision?
Oh, well, never fear. The Mickey team can help. We'll give you a free estimate, free pickup and delivery, and a lifetime warranty on repair work. At Mickey Collision Center, we have experts that will get your vehicle fixed with skills that are both efficient and expedient.
Thanks, Captain.
Mickey's Collision Center, 25th Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, where we meet the nicest people by accident. Call 424-1982. 424-1982.
Put the flavor back in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. They may be a small-town diner with a quaint menu, but the flavors here are big. Try their fresh, made-to-order dishes like their cheese curd burger or chicken kebab, wrapped all with authentic Mexican twist. Then make room for dessert with homemade pies, cakes, or flan. Your meal should be a fiesta in your mouth, so don't settle for anything less. Grab a bite at El Cafe, open Tuesday through Sundays at 221 Market Avenue, Port Edwards.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 35 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 23 for a low. Tomorrow will be windy, partly cloudy, but warmer. Our high 48, then on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
lies too. Say love is blind, baby, not this time. I saw the light in your window tonight. I saw two shadows falling each other tight. I know the truth when I look in your eyes. I saw the light in your window
back in 81, and we made ourselves a pact. We were heading for the new pipeline, we were never coming back. Well, we worked 80 hours making time and a half, but LaGrange was too damn hot. We drove back home at the end of that week, and we spent it all on pot. So I'll see you in Houston if I ever get out that way. I'll see you in Dallas, but I won't have long to stay. If you're ever out west, son, and you're feeling like slowing down, I'll see you around, around my hometown. Well, I played ball every single fall. I could run just like the wind. I went to college like they asked me to, but they didn't ask my friends. I don't think I seen a single classroom, but I drank a lot of beer. My buddies still love to listen to me when I talk about that year. So I'll see you in Houston if I ever get out that way. I'll see you in Dallas, but I won't have long to stay. If you're ever out west, son, and you're feeling like slowing down, I'll see you around, around my hometown.
myself a little band, and we're pretty good, I guess. But I never learned how to wear my hair, and I never learned how to dress. So I'm leaving for the last time, honey, I'm never more to roam. Gonna pack my bags a little heavy this time, gonna head my ass back home. So I'll see you in Nashville, if I ever get out that way. I'll see you in Austin, but I won't have long to stay. If you're ever out west, son, and you're feeling like slowing down, I'll see you around, around my hometown. I'll see you around, around my
Charlie Robinson, My Hometown, on West Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. That's going to do it for us for today. We'll be back tomorrow from 7 to 8. Be sure to get us your requests and plenty more. We'll be back to have some fun in a bit. Here's Old Dominion, Memory Lane, on West Country 105.5 WIRI.
If I could buy a house on Memory Lane, put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner line.